This morning, we also want to talk all about the Mangambia Roundhouse. And probably about 4 weeks ago, I started to see some posts on social media about the Roundhouse, which a lot of you will know about because if you have walked along the rail trail at all, you walk past this incredible building that up until very, very recently was used on a regular basis. Now, the Roundhouse has been scheduled for demolition. And as a result, Give Mangambia's Roundhouse a Future, the Facebook page, has started up. A guy who is part of that is Nathan, and he joins me on the line. Nathan, good morning.
Good morning.
Nathan, first of all, do we know why the Roundhouse has been scheduled for demolition?
Well, back in about 2014, there was a fire lit in one of the last remaining carriages, which did a bit of structural damage to just one of the bays in the Roundhouse. And I thought, well, they're either going to try and do something to save the building, or in under 4 months, they'll probably try and make it go away. And, well, we've been sort of, we waited here 4 or 5 months and thought, well, we start try doing something, but then all of a sudden they've sprung it on us only a month ago that they're going to knock it down after all this time.
Now, Nathan, this is a travesty because the Roundhouse has so much history, not only locally, but for the entire state.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. There's actually been another Roundhouse, which was in Taylor Bend, knocked down purely because Mount Gambier still had one.
Which just is bizarre to me. What makes the Roundhouse historically significant?
Well, it's now one of only three left in South Australia where you've still got the Roundhouse and turntable together. And also it's quite significant to Mount Gambier. With a lot of the other rail heritage gone now, it's still quite a significant piece to try and hang on to, and quite a significant large piece of history to try and hang on to for the whole town with a lot of other heritage structures knocked down.
Now, Nathan, some questions for you because I honestly don't know the answer to them. We used to have a heritage railway up until very recently that was running, of course. Now that the Rail Lands Precinct has come about, that no longer happens. What happened to the vehicles that were used in the heritage railway, and is there a chance that we can, you know, obtain some old locomotives and restore the Roundhouse and make it a tourist attraction?
Well, the Limestone Coast Railway that operated out of there, they got hit pretty hard in 2007 with increases in insurance costs. Mm. And that sort of made it too difficult for them to operate anymore. And the Red Hen rail carriages that they had at the time, they ended up shifting off to other heritage railway places. Mm-hmm. But it's still quite possible that for us to obtain either the original Red Hens or other locomotives and carriages that could be used as part of a heritage centre there, and to also try and preserve the old trades in restoring and preserving such items.
So, Nathan, we're at a situation where the Roundhouse could be torn down, I suppose, at any moment. Where are we at the moment, and how can people in the Limestone Coast lend their voice to yours to hopefully save this iconic building?
Well, currently we're really uncertain where we sit. It's been quite hard getting any word out of the Department of Planning, Transport and Infrastructure, and I guess the best way is to try and have as many people get on and try and contact the department and try and get on to the minister and get an answer, and to also publicly show their support on our social media platform, or to get involved with any open days we try and hold there to try and get people down to talk over their ideas and to show their support.
When's the next open day going to take place?
Possibly at this rate, it might be this coming up next weekend, but it's just been quite hard to plan when we're still not sure how quick we need to be moving with the Well, we just have no idea of the exact demolition date just yet.
Nathan, make sure you reach out to me and let me know when the open day is, because I'd love to publicise it. What has been the response from the likes of the Mangambia City Council, regional councils, Troy Bell, the member for Parker, Tony Passon as well? Are these people all behind you, or are these people stonewalling and trying to get rid of the roundhouse as well?
It's been very difficult, and I haven't managed to get a direct interview or talk to Tony Passon or Troy Bell. And the only inroads I've made with the local council is I have gone to the Heritage Subcommittee of the council, and they have got on board and are trying to use a bit of their weight to get some answers out of Diptizer to try and find out for themselves and to also help inform me and the general public.
Nathan, great to talk to you this morning. I really do hope that that you guys are able to save this iconic building, one of only three left in South Australia. It's a building that would be a huge loss to the Limestone Coast, and one that we would look back fondly on if we do lose it, I'm sure, in the coming decades. Thanks for joining us this morning for a chat on the radio, man.
Yeah, thank you for voicing it.
Oh, 963 MMM. If you'd like to know more, jump online to the Facebook page, because it really is a fantastic page. Ockett LaRue has been taking some photos of the roundhouse, and there's some pretty incredible photos. It's Give Mangambia Roundhouse a Future. You can find it online. Make sure you like it. Make sure you lend your voice to hopefully save this iconic building here in the Blue Lake City.